We're on page 42, Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. Well, we will be at the end of Gimel, the third line from the bottom. So yesterday we discussed, we saw the Ramah about what happens if there's someone who, again, the Ramah said we call somebody up for an aliyah using his name and his father's name. What happens if we can't use the father's name? Either the father's a bum, or we don't know who the father is. So then what do we do? So we saw two opinions. Either we call him by his mother's father's name, his maternal grandfather's name. So in the Mishnah Brura, that the Taz and others say, Chayadam, say Ben Avram. You just use Ben Avram. Those are the two opinions we saw. Okay, now we didn't finish. The Machaber picks up at the end of Gimel. You could see three lines from the bottom, the very last word. Very interesting case. And we had this case. Had it a couple times, I think, in the shul. Suma. Someone, Rachman Salam, is blind. So Machaber says, Eina Kore, he can't get an aliyah. Again, the Marshan discusses if... you can use them as a bal kor. But let's talk with an aliyah first. They can't get an aliyah. Lefisha asur likros afilu osa achas shelo min aksav, because you can't. We've discussed this before. You can't say Torah unless you're reading it, right? There's a whole issue about saying something by heart. So therefore, the Machaber holds that this person. How are we going to give him aliyah? He doesn't see it, and he has to say the words, as we saw before, with the Baal Koreh as he gets the aliyah. So let's say he could do that, right? He could do Vaidaber Hashem, right? The Baal Koreh says Vaidaber Hashem Hashem Hashem. He says Vaidaber Hashem Hashem Hashem, and he could follow the Baal Koreh, right? He could do that. So then the issue is he's not allowed to say it by heart, so to speak, right? The Ramah says, the famous Ramah, the Ramah says, Maril Kasav de Ashav Kore Suma Kamosha Anu Makriyam Betorab La Amaras. So, again, we saw this before. Well, the idea we saw before, that the Maharil says, the Ramah says, that today we do it. Because, again, we discussed before about giving an aliyah to someone who can't read. So, again, we discussed before that now we do it. So now, why is he any worse? In other words, the Amaretz can't read, so he listens. So too, the blind person, he follows along. It doesn't follow along physically, but he hears and listens. Mr. Brewer says that the custom is that we go like a Ma'aril. In other words, that we allow a blind person to get the aliyah. And again, this is based upon what we learned before, that even if somebody cannot read, our custom is that, right, somebody's not, we still give them an aliyah anyways. However, the Mishnah of Chavetz Chaim says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that for Parshas Parah and Parshas Zachar, says Nacham. It's proper not to call the blind person for the aliyah. Okay? Okay, we had this. Whether you could give a blind person aliyah. Okay, let's just do Dalet quickly, introduce the idea, and Mir Seshon Blina will pick it up tomorrow. Kol Karim Evarchem Lefanah V'Achareha, that everyone who gets an aliyah makes two brachas, before the laning, as you know, after the laning. I'll have to discuss that a little tomorrow, Blina. Now, Upaseach, next page, Upaseach HaSefer, Kodim Shiyavarech. They open up the Sefer Torah before the guy makes the opening bracha. V'ro'a pasuk shesorach lahaslava. And right, then the Baal Korah shows him the pasuk where it's going to start, where his aliyah is going to start from. Why? V'achar kach yivarach. And then after he sees the pasuk, he makes the bracha. V'achar shekara, and after the laning, he's making the second bracha, Golal Mavarch, he rolls up the Sefer Torah and makes the bracha. And the Ramah says, "Uvshash mevarech bracha rishona," when he's making the first bracha, "Asher bracha manu," Yahapach panav al hatzad. The person who's making the bracha should turn aside, not straight, look straight towards the Sefer Torah, but turn his head towards the side. Shloye nira kemavark mi'at Torah. So it doesn't look like you're making the bracha from the Torah, that it's printed in the Torah. It's not. So people shouldn't think that, so he turns his head to the side. V'nira li'ilapach panav l'tzad smolo, and the Rama says, so which way do you turn? So Rama says, you should turn to the left. Okay, so obviously there's a lot to talk about here, right? About the brachas, making a bracha before and making a bracha after, we'll have to discuss. Also, the Machaber says, we show him the pasuk, and he makes a bracha, the first bracha. So you know there's a custom, people do a lot of other things, but either... Well, we'll discuss that tomorrow. What that comes from? Obviously, it comes from this. And then again, the Rama said, "We're worried about people thinking that maybe the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. So we got to worry about that. So you turn your head to the side. Okay, is there another way to do that? Again, we want to take care of that problem. Also, the Machaber, I'm sure you noticed." Said that in the last bracha, you close the Sefer Torah, make the bracha. How about the first bracha? How about when you make Asher Baruch Rabbanu? Where's the Sefer Torah? Open? Closed? Right? The Machaber didn't say anything about that. Okay? So all that, hopefully, we'll get into B'li Nedar tomorrow. We'll discuss all those issues tomorrow. How to make the brachas over the Torah exactly.